Last May, the Paonia High School girls track team won the state 2A title. It was the school's first state track title, but what many didn't see behind the championship was that, despite boasting some of the best male and female athletes in the state, PHS is one of a handful of high schools without its own track. It also lacks football and baseball facilities and other amenities typically found at high schools across the nation. A committee of parents, business owners, and educators, and PHS alumni is hoping to change that. At Friday's open house, the Junior-Senior High School Facilities Committee unveiled the facility's master plan to the roughly 75 people in attendance. If the plan grows to fruition, Paonia will be the last of the four Delta County high schools to get an on-site sports facility. Student council member and athlete Jason Sturgis was one of about a dozen students on hand to guide visitors through the proposed project.
Yeah, bleachers here and probably on that side. Yeah, so that'll be really nice for the guys not having to go all the way to Volunteer Park. They're very diligent for doing that. So that's really exciting. And then this way...
The master plan was funded by grants from the Colorado Lottery and the Bill Koch Family Foundation. School District Superintendent Karen Gibson and Assistant Superintendent Todd Markley took a mini tour to the site of the proposed Flight of the Eagle walkway. The path will wind its way to the football and baseball fields. The committee hopes to line the path with bricks and plaques engraved with the names of project donors.
This committee is the driving force behind financing this project through a GoCo grant. Hopefully we can bring in some DLEDA money.
Gibson said that the district supports the project but has no money to put toward it. Raising money will be key to completion of the project, which will be broken into phases and completed as dollars become available.
Right now, we're supporting it through the use of the school district property here on school property. And in the future, we'll support it with upkeep and through maintenance and keeping everything, you know, up to date.
Markley was principal at Cedar Ridge Middle School when the high school opened its athletic facilities more than 10 years ago. He said the facilities did more than give students a secure place to practice.
You got to see the community involved more in the school, as they would use it to walk in the morning for exercise or later in the evening when the activities have ended for the school. So it did bring the community closer to the school.
Design Concepts in Lafayette, Colorado created the master plan. Architect Shannon Weber was on hand to answer questions. Weber said the Paonia site is ideal for this type of project.
This site has property that we normally don't get to work with in terms of design, especially for a school. We've done park projects that have some of these amenities like the river and the vegetation. It's a great site. It has lots of space, so we have a lot of room to do almost everything that was requested. We've been able to fit it all on the site because it's such a nice size and there's so many nice things about the site and the setting of Paonia and the mountain range all the way around it.
Our goal today was just to cast the vision.
Committee member Bev Wilmore was pleased with public turnout, which included a few new donors.
I think sometimes when you see a picture, it looks pretty, but to come up here and see what it actually can be and where the track starts and where the walk of the Flight of the Eagle walkway is going to be is just, it's kind of fun. And then especially, I think, this river part.
A trail system is proposed for the swath of land between school grounds and the river. The town of Paonia owns some of the riverfront land and has partnered with the committee on the project. Trails will be handicap accessible and could connect with the Paonia River Park and future trails projects. Committee Chair Cindy Swartzendruber said the plan is to make the riverfront area accessible to the public while keeping wildlife in mind. Swartzendruber said a science class visited the site last year and a fox came and sat next to a student.
So you don't want to change it too much so that you scare the wildlife off, because that's a nice opportunity. But to investigate the different kinds of trees, the different birds, you know, insects and things, it's a wonderful classroom as well as a beautiful walking trail thing.
The master plan can be viewed at Paonia High School. For KVNF News, I'm Tammy Meck.